It is our pre-show Tuesday. Let me turn down this because I know it's a soccer game. I'm sorry. I'm so fucked up. It's English Championship League soccer. It's what's happened to me. I don't know. I can't describe it. It's the beautiful game. No, it's I don't know what it is. Fuck it. All right, man. We're back for more. Got a new car today. Really happy with it. Actually, pick it up tomorrow. I got to go in and do the paperwork tomorrow. And here's the thing on fighting insomnia. Jesus. And it's a Land Rover. Same cars I have had, only this one is midnight blue with, like, everything blacked out. Not blacked out, but all the trim is black. The wheels are black. The body is midnight blue. The interior is what they call espresso. I'm not nuts about the interior, but I wasn't about to do a big fucking dance. You know, I'm getting a really good price on it, so I'm leasing it, that's all I do now. I just lease the fucking cars because I'm not about to deal with selling or dealing with a car that's, now beginning to, from the minute you buy it, it depreciates, and then it's costing your ass money too. Fuck it. You know, after 3 years, I might as well drive a new car. So, plus, I don't want to get into the whole tax thing, but let's just say it's beneficial. Anyway, I like it. Like it a lot. What do we got going on here, man? News. News and views, Jack. News and views. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't understand the fucking goddamn cunt world anymore. This cop shot that guy in the back. So you're telling me what? Well, there's stuff that no one saw. I thought that trials were supposed to be about evidence, what you could see, what you couldn't see. I can't watch this shit. Mistrial in motherfucking South Carolina. God damn it. I'm going to tell you something. There seems to be an opinion that's prevalent that somehow the majority is now speaking its mind, that the majority, the Trump fans, are the majority, and that they are now, this is a minority that is loud, that's abrasive, that's pushy, and that has the majority a little bit stunned at the victory of Donald Trump, for starters, and stunned at the bald-faced injustice perpetrated by these people. The outcome was disappointingly familiar to critics of police practices and conduct and demonstrated the steep hurdles associated with presenting a police officer for a shooting, prosecuting a police officer for a shooting while on duty. Other cases involving claims of police misconduct have ended mistrials and acquittals. Few resonated as widely as this case in North Charleston, where Mr. Slager fired 8 shots as Mr. Scott ran away. Governor Nikki Haley said, "Justice is not always immediate, but we all must have faith that it'll be served. I do." Prosecutors said they would seek a new trial for Mr. Slager, who was fired after the shooting, and the Scott family expressed confidence that he would ultimately be convicted. Mr. Slager's lawyer did not comment as he left the courtroom where jurors had heard testimony for about 4 weeks. And it's the same old motherfucking story. The racists tell you the following. You weren't in the courtroom. You didn't see all the evidence. If those motherfuckers were on the other side and this was a black man being prosecuted for the gunning down of a police officer by shooting him in the back, you think those motherfuckers would have any goddamn patience at all with somebody saying, "You didn't see all the evidence. You were in the courtroom." They would fucking roll around. "Oh, bullshit, man. It's right there in front of me." So I don't have any faith in any of those cocksuckers for any kind of justice. There's no justice there. There's no truth there. Those are just, they're as politically bent as the people they don't like. They're as politically motivated, bent, and reinforced. Bucket. This nightclub fire is a horrifying thing. Trump's proposed tariff could cause a major problem for Ivanka's $100 million business. What fucking business has she got that's worth $100 million? I really got to know. I got to know. I'm not saying anything. I just got to know. It's an apparel line produced primarily in China and Vietnam through a licensing deal with GIL Apparel Company. The deal allows Ivanka's company to cut costs by outsourcing manufacturing jobs overseas. It's the type of business setup that President Trump condemned throughout the campaign. Right on. Watch Trump not do anything about any of this shit. You know, you might say that in a lot of ways, he probably hopes he loses, because no one is going to climb off of her back until she's shut down. Any business that leaves our country for another country, fires its employees, builds new factory or plant in another country, and then thinks it will sell its product back in the U.S. without retribution or consequences is wrong, Trump wrote in a series of tweets early Sunday morning. In his tweets, Trump promised there would soon be a 35% tax on U.S. companies selling products in the U.S. that were manufactured in other countries. And this is the same sack of shit, and I say that with all due respect, him being our president-elect, who manufactures shit in another country and has said, why didn't somebody stop me? This is the ultimate, the absolute ultimate in doublespeak. Here's a guy that says, I don't like this practice. I'm doing it. I don't like what's going on. I happen to be one of the guys that's going on. Well, why don't you stop doing it? Well, why doesn't someone stop me? I will act like a piece of shit, even though I know I'm a piece of shit, until someone comes along and stops me from acting like a piece of shit. So you can't even do the right fucking thing when you see what is the right thing to do. Why should I? I'm making money. Hypocrisy is what it's called. And there's one thing that hypocrisy breeds. It's called rage. Rage is the product of hypocrisy. People have enough of that shit. They go crazy. Hypocrisy. And you can't fake it. And you can't pretend like you're the victim of hypocrisy when in point of fact you're not. You can't be outraged just because the other side is outraged. Because I've seen that game being played. It ain't working. There's the phony outrage of, I mean the real phony baloney outrage of the far right. They can't muster enough motherfuckers to light a firecracker. Then there is real rage on the part of Native people, Black people. I mean, you're seeing it, you know. Throughout Trump's campaign, both Ivanka and her father were criticized for the hypocrisy of condemning companies that manufacture products outside the U.S. while their companies reportedly do the same. Reportedly. Why don't you have the balls to write the fucking truth? You're happy to report on whatever it is he tweets. PBS reported in March that nearly all Trump and Ivanka Trump-branded merchandise was not made in the U.S. Not one of the 838 Ivanka's products advertised on Trump.com was made exclusively in the U.S., with 628 labeled as imported and 364 made specifically in China. Ivanka Trump's brand relies on various licensing contracts, like her deal with G3. A tariff on products manufactured outside the country could increase production costs, making it more difficult for Ivanka to sell dresses at retailers like Nordstrom. She didn't respond for comment. God almighty, I just... What? All right, man. Weird. Donald Trump's message sparks anger in China. The Chinese are in a perfect position to expose Donald Trump. The Chinese have the goods on Donald Trump. The Chinese know everything there is to know about Donald Trump. He has, I would think, although it's not necessarily the case, he has sat in negotiation with the Chinese, although something tells me that most of the negotiation with the Chinese has been done by his underlings, because he doesn't sound like a guy that gets it about the fucking Chinese at all. They are in a position to expose his business. Let me see. His Taiwan call. See, what Trump's trying to do is essentially what Nixon did in reverse, and that is pit the two other so-called big Asian powers. I'm not so sure that, you know, that's those are the countries to be worrying about necessarily in terms of economic strength, but okay. I mean, China's for sure, but Russia, you know. Anyway, he is cozying up to the Russians in a ways only Donald Trump embarrassingly, you know, bad. And he's got this thing going on with the Chinese. So the reverse of what Nixon was friends with the Chinese and was adversarial with the Russians. But it worked out for the United States in the short term. In the short term. Chinese officials suggested last late Friday and said that they were willing to overlook Mr. Trump's precedent-breaking phone call with Taiwan, which a transition official said had been arranged by Bob Dole, the former Republican senator and presidential nominee. The call went beyond pleasantries and included a discussion about China and stability in the Asia Pacific. According to a person familiar with the call, the Chinese directed their ire at Taiwan, not at Mr. Trump. But they signaled their displeasure with a series of Twitter posts Mr. Trump leveled at China over the weekend as he criticized its currency policies and military presence in the South China Sea. In a packed press briefing Monday, China's foreign ministry spokesman Liu Kang suggested that Beijing had made its unhappiness directly known to members of Mr. Trump's team. A separate editorial in the state-run tabloid The Global Times over the weekend criticized what it described as Mr. Trump's jaw-dropping move, referring to his call with Ms. Tai. Where's my glasses? He has zero diplomatic experience and is unaware of the repercussions of shaking up Sino-U.S. relations. Mr. Dole, in an interview, said the law firm he is affiliated with does work with the Taipei Economic and Cultural Representatives, the Babadoop Depdat, and the firm played a role in arranging the phone call. It's fair to say that we may have that. U.S.-China experts said that both Mr. Trump and Beijing appear to be trying to establish boundaries for new relations with the countries, which is expected to be more adversarial. At the White House, officials fielded multiple calls from Chinese officials over the weekend in which China complained that Mr. Trump's actions said it needs stability. Obviously, Trump is his business, in my opinion. He's got as much as he can business-wise out of the Chinese. And so he's ready to start some shit because he's probably pissed at himself for having been greasing up for them all these years. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, so what about it? Well, I don't know. This might be something you want to talk about. Well, why don't you shut up, Sheriff David Clark? Jesus Christ. Just fuck off. You're the sheriff of Milwaukee County. What the fuck has this guy got a national fucking position for? I'll tell you why. Because he's a hard-ass right-wing black man. That's why. We got plenty of hard-ass right-wing sheriffs all over this motherfucking country. But he is the token there on the right. They bring him out and say, look, see, we have African-Americans. He happens to be, wears a cowboy hat. He's our kind of black guy. Bullshit. You know, this motherfucker's weighing in on national issues. I'd love to see what his record is there locally. I mean, what? This guy's some kind of exemplary cop? Maybe. But I'd sure like to take a look at what's, and besides, he's a classic example of a guy that can't tend to his own fucking business. He's out there already campaigning for some national gig, probably with Trump. What? Very interesting. It's very interesting, isn't it? It's an interesting world. I'm just in a mode here. That's all I am. Army denies Dakota easement under lake. Armed police vehicles occupy the top of Turtle Island, a sacred site to the state. Water protectors gather at the base. Biden 2020. Biden's going to be, what, 80? Carson is a new sign. Trump plans to govern from the right. So far, presidential Trump no more a uniter than candidate Trump. Well, fuck, would you think that something was going to fucking change? Fucking, jeez, I don't even want to go into what I think. Who's playing tonight, man? This is Monday night. Oh, Jets and Colts. What's the final score? It's 7:08. I guess it's It's very important to see the defense posture of the country. Well, let's take a look here at China and some of these other things. General Gaylord Shaw, I want to bring on...
Let me see. This trial.
$100,000 Cub fans on the wait list for tickets.
Jesus.
And the team hiked prices for 2017. Yeah?
Yeah? The Cubs. Huh? Hiked their prices for 2017.
Army defies. Where we at, man? Okay. What am I doing? God damn it. Playing real. I said on Twitter the other day. Let me see, hold on. That I never got the mumps as a kid. I had chicken pox, I had measles, but I never had the mumps. And so every time I go into a Chuck E. Cheese or anytime I'm around kids, when I got married and I had four stepkids and I knew they were going to school every day and coming back with whatever it is they got. Of course, I didn't get it. I mean, kids, well, up to that point, kids were immunized. Then, of course, came the, I don't immunize my child because, you know, I don't want him to get the autism and all that other stupid fucking shit that wound up creating epidemics of measles and mumps. And I'm sitting there with my ass in the breeze. My ass is up for grabs. It was like laying wire in Stalingrad, you know. Just any sniper mumps carrier just come up to me and just, hi, Mr. Andrew. Hug me and start licking my neck or something. I'm like, shit. Shit. What is this show? La La Land. Every show they make about L.A. is wrong. Just so you know, every single fucking show they've ever made about L.A. is fucking wrong. They always... overdo something. They always fuck something up. New York. Well, you're probably about New York. It's like Miami. When I saw the movie Birdcage, Miami, the first shot is Miami Beach on a Friday night, Saturday night. All fucking wrong. I lived in Miami for 2 years, and I spent a lot of time on South Beach, hanging out, going to the bars, whatever. And I guarantee you, people... on Miami Beach are not that well dressed. They showed a lot of really nice dressed people. It's like a fantasized, what's it called? An enhanced version. Most of the people you see in Miami Beach are just kind of scruffy off the beach. They're not poor, but they were spending the day out in the water. They got on bathing suits. They got on cutoffs. They got on jeans. They got on sandals. They're not dressed for a night at the fucking at the nightclub, man. And then there's tourists. And the tourists come from everywhere and look like everything. I don't know why I even give a shit. I don't even know why I went into that whole, that screed. Rogue One, Star Wars. Ah!
there's that. Okay, then. What happened to Ted's Beverly Hills? Hey, wait a minute, man. Didn't you print this? No, you did not, Henry. I had the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle here on the desktop, and that bitch is gone, man. I gotta get my man in here. My main man. Okay. Within me died. And though you're not true, may God bless you. That's the curse of an aching heart. Hey, you know what? Much time. Okay, we're already over. So hold on.
You made me think you cared for me, and I believed in you. You told me things you never meant and made me think them true. I gambled in the game of life. I played my heart.
Oh, that song is so fucking funny. It really is. And the crying at the end of the thing was like, is there, man? I wonder if Ted is in here. Because that'll cause me joy like you would never believe, man. God damn it, that would be great. There it is. God damn. No. Motherfucker's gone. Fuck! Locate. All right, cool. This is all of the... No, it's not there, man. What about downloads, man? I don't know. It ain't here. Man. Mirror. T-E. Nope. Nope, 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 no, 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 no. Not here.
Well, I suppose that'll just have to be.
Well, there's a real pisser. I heard of Julie London. Julie London's a singer. You probably heard her. You know, she did a lot of fucking commercials, and she was on, you know, on that show Emergency. And I heard some outtakes of her in the recording studio. Just, and her favorite word was shit. Well, I don't know. And she talked like this. I think she was Southern. A little bit of her was Southern. Todd, I can't hit that note. Huh? Shit. Well, shit. Every other word. I'm going to try and hit it. And,
all right. Take two.
And, oh, shit. You got to do that again. All right, I'm ready. I mean, that's famous last words, but I think I'm ready. Well, I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. I'm ready. All right, let's get our shit together here, man. Okay. Dig what I'm putting down. Well, let's do it, man.
The fuck is in school telling me always in a barbershop?
World star. What's up? What's up? All right. Here we go.